I was born in a kibbutz called Mishmar HaNegev, which is near Beersheba. And until the age of 25, I spent, apart from the army service, I spent my whole life on the kibbutz. The way we celebrated on the kibbutz was different according to my age. When we were little, we celebrated differently. It was more just to go with the family. But when I grew and at high school, we became sort of in charge. And when in Israel, normally we start the Yom HaTzma'ut with a memorial for all the fallen soldiers. So we used to do that. And then straight from that, we would go to a big party where all the kibbutz member would come dressed in white. We used to come all dressed in white shirt and blue pants, which is obviously the color of the flag, and that will give us a special meaning for Yom HaTzma'ut.
It was fantastic to see all the members of the kibbutz with white shirts and white and blue like the flag. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of the youth movement, actually, I just remember that because I belong to a youth movement called Anora Oved. At certain time, we used to come with blue shirts because that was the shirt for the youth movement. But most of the people will come dressed in white and blue pants.
So how did you celebrate in the kibbutz? Did you dance the hora in the chadar ochel? What did you do?
Yeah, we used to have first of all, in Israel, every Yom HaTzma'ut, we eat a lot. So it'll be a barbecue, Israeli-style barbecue with lots of other stuff. And then we'll all come to the dining room, which was the big hall on the kibbutz, and we'll have dancing. And we'll start with hora, and then a lot of the kibbutz member used to do Israeli dancing, so it's not just hora. You've got couple dancing, you've got a variety of dancing, but it was very happy.
It's fantastic. And how do you celebrate Yom HaTzma'ut in Australia?
In Australia, depending on the years, I've been here for 40 years. So when my kids were little, I sent them to Mount Sinai, which is a Jewish school, and we used to celebrate with them. They had a party at the synagogue and at the school, and the whole community here used to have big parties in different places of Sydney, so I used to take the kids then. Now they're out of my hands, so I'm involved in the Israeli Moadon, which is a social club, and we try to do a lot of activity in Hebrew, and specifically Yom HaTzma'ut, we have a big party, which we start with 12 masorot, lighting of the 12 torches, and it's all in Hebrew, and then we have someone might sing or we'll read something in Hebrew. After that, we have a party. We have dinner, which we catered for, and lots of dancing.
And who comes to the Moadon, to the Israeli club?
Well, we have a lot of members, but not all of them come to all the functions. So it's a mixed function. We have some that don't speak Hebrew, but they still either married to an Israeli or they know our culture and they love coming. And anyway, they love the dancing and the food. So it's very successful.
Naomi Whelan, thank you very much, and Yom HaTzma'ut Sameach.